In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Inspiration. It is the custom here at St. Paul's to observe the feast of St. Michael and All Angels on the Sunday closest to the feast day, which is actually today, September 29th. As we were preparing to come into church just before the service, we conjectured that maybe there was also a Michaela and a Raphaela and a Gabriela among the angels. I find it difficult to talk about angels because they're hard to wrap your head around, and the older I get, the more things I don't understand. We speak of angels, but we sense that they're true, what we know, but somehow they're beyond our ability to touch or to see or to know. We think that they're a separate order of creation, beings of spiritual energy who interact with human beings as the servants and often the messengers of God. The word angel actually means messenger. And angels throughout history have acted as intermediaries between God and humans. In chapter 6 of Isaiah, they comprise the heavenly court, and they sing God's praises all the time. In fact, we identify that song that they sing as the Sanctus, which we sing in every Sunday's liturgy. Holy, 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 God of power and might. Their praise of God is to offer us a glimpse of life eternal in God's presence and to remind us of the glory of that worship. And of course, to encourage us to participate in that worship here on earth. We live in the real world and not some fairy tale universe. The scriptures we read describe the real world and its connection to the divine. In today's Old Testament lesson, Jacob dreams of a ladder between heaven and earth on which the angels of God descend and ascend constantly. And in today's gospel, Jesus tells Nathanael that he will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. In other words, he's saying that he himself is where heaven and earth meet. Because we know that the world we live in is the real world, we know that this world is caught up in the struggle between good and evil, racism, poverty, gun violence, climate crisis, income inequality, just for starters. The epistle tells us that war broke out in heaven, that the good angels take on the bad angels. While this is mythological language, it describes a deep truth. There is a fundamental opposition in the world between God and the forces that resist God in every generation. And because we know that the world the scriptures describe is the real world too, and when we hear all this angel language, at least some of us pause. What's the deal with all these angels? In our popular culture, there's angels everywhere, in TV shows and in movies. TV shows like Highway to Heaven and Touched by an Angel and Strange Angel, and movies like Angels in the Outfield, and then the ABBA song of some years back, I Believe in Angels. And then, of course, there's everybody's favorite angel, Clarence, in A Wonderful Life. Not to mention that the angels in I Married an Angel or Here Comes Mr. Jordan. If you watch TV and movies with regularity, you've seen these angels, and they are portrayed as cheerful and benign, heavenly beings who come into our reality from the outside and make everything right. As cute and cuddly as these angels seem, they're not the same kind of beings our scriptures describe. TV and movie angels solve your problems and help you get a base hit. Biblical angels are concerned with ultimate questions of good and evil. Whom are we to believe? Another way to think of a biblical angel is as a manifestation of God. An angel is someone who represents God, someone who speaks God's message and tells God's truth. In terms of today's reading from Revelation, an angel is someone who takes God's side in the ongoing battle between good and evil. When they are sent to interact with human beings, they do so in a variety of ways. Sometimes they reveal God's purposes. They also instruct and guide and provide and protect. They deliver from trouble. They answer prayers. They strengthen and encourage or care for people at the moment of death. In essence, they are messengers of God's revelation and ministers of God's care. And that gives us reason enough to celebrate their ministry on this feast day. We know that angels announce Jesus' birth in the Annunciation and the Nativity. They were present at Jesus' tomb, ministered to him in the wilderness, and were present and ready to defend him at his trial. An angel appears at the empty tomb, frightening the guards and rolling away the stone. And the angels meet the women who come to the tomb and tell them of Jesus' resurrection. And they witness his ascent to heaven and prophesy his return. Another angel releases Peter from prison, and another one yet directs Philip to speak with the Ethiopian eunuch. So certainly angels had their place in Scripture. What place do they have in our lives? Interestingly, the angels we read about in Scripture get a lot of press. That is, they show up in a big way and make a huge impression. Think for a minute about Mary's visit from the angel Gabriel. The angels who heralded Jesus' birth to the shepherds, or the angels at the tomb. In all these instances, they were pretty obvious, too obvious to be missed, right? But what if the only reason that they were recognized as angels, as messengers of God, is that the persons to whom they appeared were in prayerful awareness and expectation of God, because they had a heart for God and therefore were able to recognize those messengers for what they were? What if angels continue to bring God's messages to us in our own age, and we don't recognize them because we're not on God's wavelength, or ready to receive them, or don't expect them? The Dean of Westminster Abbey, the Very Reverend John Hall, wrote that we can and should think of God speaking directly to us out of his care for us as individuals. The Church understands the work and role of angels as assisting and mediating the presence of God with us and among us. God continues to send us messages and messengers, as in biblical times. In the next few days, when will angels cross our paths? Who will speak to me for God? Who will act toward me on God's behalf? Maybe even the least, the most unlikely, the person I usually ignore or dismiss. Perhaps I might receive my own annunciation, or even see my ladder ascending to heaven. And to whom is God sending me to speak words of hope and love and affirmation? To whom is God sending me to welcome and support? On this feast of Saint Michael, let us take our place on God's side in the struggle between good and evil. Let us stand for peace, for healing, for racial justice. Let us stand with the hungry and the poor. Let us stand up for the planet and all of its creatures. Every time we think of Saint Michael and all angels, let us remember that we together are the angels in that title, the ones who are God's true agents in the world. If we are faithful in standing with God and for God's values, we will, as Jesus promised Nathaniel, see greater things than these.